Back.
Welcome back.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio. This is not a night.
It is definitely not the nighttime.
But people are probably on a train and they're listening to tunes.
It's true. It's fine. It doesn't have to be nighttime for it to be time for Night Train Tunes. Like, sorry about it.
All aboard.
Yeah. If you guys can't tell, we haven't been back for a minute. We're really excited to be here. This is our first show of the semester.
I am very excited. It's our new time. We've never done an afternoon show.
We haven't. We've always done... We've done very late shows in the past. We had a what was our latest? Midnight.
Midnight, yeah.
To 1 a.m., which was tough. So the energy is going to be way higher because usually I have my caffeinated bev right after lunch, which is like, okay, I finish it when my class ends at 2:45, pop over here, like I'm good to go. So I think it's gonna be higher energy. Not that we weren't high energy in the past, but like it's gonna be a great vibe.
Yes, I think we learned from last semester that, you know, there's a certain limit as
there
to
a limit.
What we could do.
Yeah, you know, I'm done pushing myself. It's time for me. You know what I mean?
Also, like, girl, you have a hefty schedule.
Oh, it's actually scary. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, every day I think about, I don't have like a Google Calendar or anything. I just like keep it up here in my brain.
How?
And, yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, I was thinking I need to.
I have like nothing. The thing is, like, the way I have nothing in my schedule, but yet I have it all on like the Apple Calendar.
I like should do that. I'm scared, but okay. It's because I always just like clock my entire day and like remember what I have to do. It just
sure.
works for me.
But I also do like stickies. I use like the stickies on the computer.
Yeah, that's fair. I have a planner, but that's just to tell me what I need to get done. That's not really like...
Do you do post-its?
I used to.
I remember you used to do the post-its.
No, and now I have an academic planner, which I love her.
Oh, wow.
She's my baby. She has my name embossed on the cover.
Embossed.
I got
engraved.
It for my birthday. It's really important to me. But anyways, yeah. Yeah, it's looking to be a busy semester, but I'm really excited about our new time.
Work hard, play harder.
Harder, exactly. That's my motto this semester. And I got the work hard done, so.
Yay.
Catch me in everything ever. It's going to be fine, though.
And all right.
It's a good time.
You just listened to Feel Good Incorporated by Gorillaz. I don't think they're real. Like,
as a group?
It's a virtual band.
Yeah,
like,
they're AI.
AI generated.
From
like
2009.
Like, this was the ChatGPT before.
Before, yeah. Inspired AI. AI wouldn't exist without Gorillaz.
But other than that, like, I, like, don't listen to Gorillaz often. That's, like, the only song I, like... actually listen to. And they just released a new album recently too.
Well, I really liked that one song. I played it on air, and now I'm gonna forget what the name is, but if you give me 1 second, I will find it right now. Just a little recommendation for y'all today. She's My Caller featuring Kelly Uchis.
Okay.
Really good. It was like, it came out, I wanna say like spring last year. It's a good summer song. So I recommend that. And that's like newer. But they played Coachella.
They did?
Yeah, and it was people. It was real live people. Yeah.
They just have AI-generated personas.
Like, I guess. I want to say I'm not lying right now. I don't think I'm lying. They definitely were there. I'm going to fact check that, though. Anyway.
Did you see the Coachella lineup for this?
No, I didn't.
It was... I feel like it's, like, kind of getting, like, repetitive. Like, the lineups I'm seeing. Like, even, you know, our Roman Empire on the show, GovBall.
Yeah, right.
Like, just, like, the same artist they had, like, what? Like, maybe 4 years ago.
Right,
like,
just
Post Malone, SZA.
Right. Which I thought that they didn't repeat headliners. But maybe Post Malone didn't headline. Maybe
he headlined.
So what's up with that? I thought that was, like, a thing that they didn't do that. Who's headlining Coachella?
Tyler, Lana Del Rey, and someone else.
After her snub.
Oh my god.
How's she gonna show her face?
You know who also got sub? SZA.
SZA.
Justice for SZA.
Yeah,
I had a lot of emotions last night after witnessing some of those awards.
Yeah. I don't wanna make a take that people don't like.
People are gonna be like, why would you say
that? Right. Like, I don't, it's okay. Like, my opinion doesn't have to be everyone's opinion. I just personally don't think, here's what I'm gonna say. I've never, like, gone into Spotify, typed into the search bar, flowers, Miley Cyrus, and press play. Like,
same.
It's fine. It's okay. But, like, there are, like, SZA's album, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I don't know, like... Kill also, Bill, like, record of the year, like, yes.
Another thing was that, like, how did Billie Eilish win all those Grammys for by one single release? One singular
it's
song.
Really crazy. Because it also, like, I don't know, I feel like the influence of, like, social media and stuff is getting a little bit too much for the Grammys. Because it's like, this is supposed to be, like, a critical analysis of, like, what is the best song, what is the best record.
Also, like, of course Taylor Swift was gonna, like, drop an album release. Like, I wasn't even shocked.
Oh my god, yeah, wait. Who moved? Like, apparently everyone except for me. I was hating yesterday, I'm not gonna lie.
No! What's her face? Our groupie, who's not listening, Maria, she was just like, I'm praying on her downfall.
No, right? And this is the thing, is, like, there's gonna be a hit taken out on me now. Like, I'm scared. Like, if you see me on campus, I never said that. Like, I'm a Swiftie. Like,
no, as if my number one artist was not Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, so see, no hate, like, absolutely no hate at all. It's just, like, was it predictable? Yes.
Yes.
But, like, okay, fine.
I thought she was going to release Reputation's Taylor version.
Yeah, I thought that's what she was going to do. That would make more sense also just because, like, I don't know, the way she churns out these albums, like, it's honestly kind of scary.
Yeah.
So.
Tortured, not Dead Poets Society.
Okay, I literally was saying, knock off Dead Poets Society. I said that last night to my roommate. I was like, Shut up, Tessa. It's like when you, like, remember the name of a movie, but, like, you don't remember it exactly. You're trying to figure out what the movie is, and you, like, type into Google search bar, like, what you think the name is. Like when that's
have,
what that is.
When you have a part of a song, but you don't know the whole
song. No, exactly. So you type in, like, the lyrics. Snippet and, like, hope that it turns up. That's what she did, and that's okay. Like, she's a human just like me, but like, did it need to happen? I don't know.
Did you see she ignored Celine Dion when she was taking the award?
Oh, I'm about to look that up. Why are you gonna beef with, like, a cultural, like, icon? Like,
stop. She just took the award and was like,
what? why all these women hating women in the industry? I've had enough of it, okay?
Yeah.
Like, don't even get me started on Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. We'll get into that next. We've been talking for 7 minutes. I'm sorry, guys.
Maybe more.
Yeah, maybe more. Okay, we should play our music.
We are playing. I feel like we've played this a lot. People love it.
The people keep on coming back for more.
Is It True by Tame Impala?
And it is true.
Tis true.
Here you okay, go.
Enjoy.
I'm not afraid to seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. Swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
All right, guys, you just listened to Dirty Work by Steely Dan.
This is true.
My mom asked me...
Wait, no, you go first.
Okay. My mom asked me what the theme today was. Our theme? Do you want to explain the theme, Layla?
There's really no theme. The theme is back in the studio, vibes. Just today it was just like, you know, what do I really want to play? What do I want to hear? Like, I'm walking across campus. What would I want to be hearing in my ears?
Yup.
And that's what we're up to today. Dad texts me and goes, Steely Dan formed at Bard College. So if you didn't know that tidbit, there you go.
Shout out to Bard College in New York.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it, folks. Yeah.
We are just very excited. Also, more so because I don't see Layla as often. It's the first time I've seen her in like 2 weeks.
It's been a while. It's been...
Yep.
That's all I gotta say. Yeah.
Yeah. Our next song, Pusherman by Curtis Mayfield. Danny, comments. This was your selection.
It's just gonna be a vibe. Just don't even worry about it. It's fun. It's upbeat. It gets you moving, okay? Like,
sure.
If you're sitting down and you don't want to be getting up dancing, like, turn this off right now. Like, stop listening. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to make you move. So, just, I warned you. Sure. Don't say I didn't warn you.
More so, I was just thinking about this because we kept saying vibes. What bothers me when people make playlists when it's, like, indie vibes.
Right.
Summer vibes.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Could have just said summer.
Let's.
Could have just said summer, and the point would have came across.
You didn't need the qualification that it's a vibe.
So true. Anyways, I hope you all enjoy.
Making love's how I swing. I'm your pusher man.
Get melanin.
All right, you just listened to Call It Fate, Call It Karma by The Strokes.
Yes.
Did it fit with our vibe of beforehand? Not really, but
I think we're just, you know what?
It's a good transition song to the, like,
to the more chill vibe.
Yes.
And then we're going to bring it back up for the last song. So yes. It's like, don't even worry about it.
Don't you worry.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
don't
it's
fret.
It's a groove. Yeah, to be fair, there's not a theme.
That's true.
And I know that this can be jarring, but it's just what we were feeling today. So,
and it's freeform radio, so we could play whatever we want.
That's true. Come back next week if you want a theme.
We'll think of one.
And maybe we'll have one.
PSA time.
It's time.
First one of the spring semester, guys.
All right, guys.
Take it away.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit... Okay, chill. I'm gonna
wait. You started a fire
now. I'm gonna wait. Like, so rude. Or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
Was that it?
They wrote it in at the bottom. This is a public service message from WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Thinking about, do you remember, like, the Bones or No Bones pug?
Yeah.
The guy got a new dog. He got a new pug.
The Bones dog died.
He died, like, a while ago.
So sad.
But the owner got a new dog.
I loved that dog. So cute.
And then the comment section, it was like, Noodle died and sent him this chaos.
Yeah. Why the puppy's going crazy.
Yes.
Oh,
it's like a pug from, like, Korea.
I love it. Well.
It's adorable. Named Lobo.
Sorry, guys.
Thank you.
Just had to sing it out really quick. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, musical.
Yes.
Acapella. Yes. Slay. Anyways, next song we have is Steam.
Steam.
But, like, spelled with three E's because aesthetic. By right. Shelly, which is literally just, like, Claro's side project.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing it, like, over winter break. They're like, people's favorite songs are, like, Bags and Amoeba. This is my favorite song.
It's, like, the same artist.
And it's, like... It's literally just, like, her side project. I don't even remember how it, like, started.
Yeah, why would you release under, like, why?
Because it was, like, more of a band effort, I guess.
Oh.
Which I think makes sense, like, if it's, like, a more of a collaborative band effort. Yeah,
you don't
like
want to just release under your name.
Yeah, it's not, like, Clara with, like, the accompanying, like,
right.
piano. It's, like, more of that, like, clap. We should look that up in our break.
Yeah.
And then...
Maybe we'll come back with some answers.
Many answers. Many questions, many qualms.
Mm-hmm.
Many answers. And then, after that, Ring of Pass by Men I Trust.
Love it. It was me.
That was you. To see you.
Just, if you were wondering, it was me.
Which, I feel like, I know, like, when I met you, like, I knew you as, like, the Men I Trust.
I still have the poster on my wall.
Oh my god.
I love Men I Trust.
Do you have the Cure poster?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I love that.
I'm doing what I do.
And they're going to be reused for our college careers.
Yeah, probably, honestly. It's like, why would I buy new posters?
So, true.
It's not like my musical likes have... Like, they've evolved, but it's not like I left behind...
Yeah, the past.
So it's like, I don't need a whole new thing every year.
No, I'm the same way. But also more so, it's like, I've kept good care of them, too.
Right,
like,
right.
It's not like I tore out...
Ripped them and stuff, yeah.
But, like... And also mine are, like, frames.
Oh, yeah. So
it's like...
Why would you bother?
Exactly. So it's like, they're going to be reused
naturally.
Year after year after year.
Naturally. Try and stop me.
Anyways, I hope you all enjoy.
told you things I did before, told you how I used to be. Would you go along with someone like me? If you knew my story word for word, had all of my history, would you go along with someone like me?
I did before.
All right, you just listened to Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John.
Sorry, my sister just texted me about to see Bernie Sanders lol. So, and then she sent me a picture with, hi dad, I know you're listening to this. I didn't know Olivia was doing this. She sent me a thing, she's going to the filming of Late Night with Seth Meyers, so... I guess she's bad at see Bernie.
Good for Olivia.
Yeah, that's so silly. Sorry, it took me by surprise. Not the lol. Like, lol. Why are we laughing? Like, okay, like, is that so funny to you?
It's kind of like what you say to like normalize what you're like what you're saying in the conversation.
No. Naturally. Well, I don't. Lol. Okay, good for her. She's always just like doing something. Like there was like a filming of a Netflix like basically like. Like Project Runway, like knockoff type It was like, you know, whatever.
Sure.
And it had the guy from Queer Eye.
Okay,
and
like Tan France.
Yeah,
I know. Him and Bobby Burke were like beefing, and now like they're not like Bobby Burke like left Queer Eye.
Oh, okay. Well, so there was some show, and then my sister like was like one of the like filmed audience members because she just was like. She saw it somewhere and was like, okay, I'm gonna go. I'm like, all right, like she's just doing things.
She's just living her post-grad life.
I'm never doing like, things. I'm just like grinding. Like every day I wake up, grind, eat, go to sleep.
Same thing, different day. Like at this point.
Exactly. But anyways, glad that I can live vicariously. Yeah.
This was the end of our show.
It is, which is
our first show of the semester,
which is wow. It just flew by, guys.
If you hated it, don't tell us.
So, yeah, if you know me in real life, don't say anything except your show was amazing. I love
your music taste.
Like, yes. Yeah, no, exactly. Feel free to gas me up.
You two are the funniest people ever. Like,
yes.
Tell us we're funny. Like,
yeah, I don't take constructive criticism. I only take nice, good compliment, and that's it. Thank you.
We have new audience members now that we're in the like afternoon now.
Yeah,
so.
Wait, afternoon audience members. I hope you guys liked us. If you didn't, that's really upsetting because we're here to stay.
We have 25 listeners.
Wait, that's like the most we've ever had. It kind of pays to be during the day, right?
Yes. So we have more of a broad audience.
There you go. We have a wider reach. Hope everyone enjoyed it. We're gonna be back next week with a theme, a killer theme.
Yes.
You guys aren't even gonna be ready for this one. I'm pledging right now, we're gonna play songs that we've never played on air before. Not one song will we have played before.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Super Bowl.
Okay. Wait, who's performing?
Usher.
Oh. Sorry.
I love your reaction, like, oh.
Wait, I'm a hater at my heart. No, not a hater of him. Just an interesting take considering I don't think he's really released recently. That's why I say oh, but like that.
Rihanna, same thing with Rihanna.
Same thing with Rihanna. That's actually so fair. You know what? It's going to be amazing. But, yeah, maybe you're going to hear some Super Bowl performees. I already have a song in mind, but you're going to have to come back next week to hear it. Other than that, you're probably never going to listen to music again. So between now and Monday, enjoy silence. Because
radio silence.
We just, you know, we're about to play the last song you're going to hear until next Monday. So sorry, guys.
You
I make the rules.
This artist that we're about to play has performed at the Super Bowl. So it's a preview.
Infamously.
True.
Yeah, we're about to play a song that I have been bumping so much. Okay, this artist, some people... Okay, this artist recently performed on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
I was super excited about it because, like I said, I've been really liking this song and this album recently. The comments on the Instagram post I saw on SNL, I was really excited. I thought they were going to be like, wow, he killed it. Love it. They were all like, you're an awful human being, this, that, the other thing. And I was like, oh. So if you don't like him, I'm sorry. I just really like this song.
Do you want to reveal who it is?
Yeah, so it's Justin Timberlake. Guys, I know. But I just, like, the 2020 Vision, like, album.
Okay.
So good. Like, Mirrors, Suit and Tie, I never get tired of them. And this song we're about to play, Drink You Away, incredible song.
I like Sexy Back and What Comes Around Goes Around.
Yeah, and Summer Love and...
Rock Your Body.
Rock Your Body. And then, wait, what's the one that I love? My Love, yes. Featuring T.I. So good. Always on my top 100 songs of the year.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's like I have to respect consistently putting out great songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say it's like the longest song ever. So we should probably start playing.
Yes. All right. This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio. All right. Goodbye, everybody. It was fun.
Hey, little mama, I gotta ask me if I want to. Just tell me, can I get a light? Roll you up and let it run through my veins. 'Cause I can always see the farthest stars when I'm on you. I don't wanna ever come down off this cloud of loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that ocean. So how I wanna see the baby. So gonna be my dealer, baby. 'Cause all I want is you, baby. One more time. Push a love girl, ain't you? Yeah, just my little push a love girl. Now, hey, little mama, I love this highway on to. And I know that your supply won't run out anytime soon. You gave me a taste, now I know that there's no getting off you. Cloud of loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that ocean. So how I wanna see the baby. So gonna be my dealer, baby. 'Cause all I want is you, baby. One more time. Push a love girl, ain't you? Yes, yeah. Just my little push a love girl, ain't you? Since you came around, I've been living a different life. And I don't wanna come down from this love I got on high. And people call me a user, but I want you. Nothing else will do. All I want is you, babe.